This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 116. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Risenberg, and I'm sitting in with my homie, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the conquistador of Cozumel, a.k.a. the sultan of the seas, a.k.a. I'm back in America, no place like home. I click my ruby shoes, and I'm back home now. So.
Whoa, you got ruby shoes?
Of course, in the Little Richard collection.
Are they phones, though? Are they at least
Little Richard phones? They phones, yeah. They're Little Richard phones, you know. That's new shit. Up,
man. Shit, tell the people where you been, man. What the hell are you talking about? Conquistador or Cozumel?
Yeah, man, with the Cozumel, Mexico, man. Me and my wife went on a cruise. You know, it was first time being on water, you know. That shit was fucking freaky. Just being out in the fucking ocean looking around, ain't nothing around but fucking water. Mm-hmm. People, I don't know if y'all understand. Like, I am I perpetuate every black stereotype and water. I got over my fear of water. I still wasn't getting a lot of water, but just being out there, man, I felt fucking, I mean, you know, I puffed a blunt on the ocean. Like, you know, that shit was fucking awesome. I see how Jay-Z and them be feeling. let me tell y'all people, customs is a joke. Customs, getting on a boat, customs is a joke. I smuggled weed onto the boat. I bought weed back from Mexico onto the boat. Even coming in the country, when I got back, the dude at customs was like, yo, what you got in your cooler? I said, water. He said, okay, have a good day. Didn't even check me. I could have had a brick in there. He didn't know what I had. But
I need you to go ahead and claim a fake Instagram name real quick. You know they just busted, like, the largest drug bust ever on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I need you to give somebody else's Instagram real quick.
At underscore MTG Raji.
There you go. Go ahead, man. I just want to make sure you was clear. You know, the streets is watching.
Yes, yes. So, but in Mexico, it's fucking wild. Everything's negotiable. It's lawless. It seems like that way. The cab driver was driving like a Grand Theft Auto cab driver. It was ridiculous, man.
How many stops did you make?
We stopped in Key West, and then we just stopped in Cozumel, man. That was it, man. And then on the way back, it was straight from Cozumel all the way in.
Damn, no seasickness or nothing like that?
Nah, man, I was good. Like, I didn't think, you know, I mean, maybe it was because I was drunk the whole time. I might have been seasick, just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I was drunk the whole time. Let's get it clear, people. I don't drink. Trip, I drunk. Long Island's, I mean, you know, Long Island's the whole way. I mean, I drank Long Island's, like, that's all I was drinking.
Is
like,
it free?
Oh, my gosh. No, alcohol and soda is not free. The food is free. You eat as much as you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you pay for this trip or a cruise, you eat like, oh, my God, let me tell you. Well, you know, I know B-Eazy, he's toned out already. they have, like breakfast every morning. And the weirdest thing they had at breakfast was baked beans. Who the fuck eat baked beans for breakfast? I just don't understand. And that shit was on the menu every fucking day. Like, so I'm thinking, like, baked beans for breakfast? Like, who does this?
Nah.
But I kept seeing people with beans on their plates. I wanted to ask them, but I didn't want to offend nobody. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck you eating baked beans for breakfast? I just don't get it. And it was on the menu every fucking morning. I was like, baked beans? Like, what the fuck? So breakfast, you know, every morning they have breakfast. Because then, you know, they got lunch. You got your choice of lunch. They either do like in the little, the Lido or L-I-D-O. I don't know how to pronounce it. This little patio, they had, you know, they had like French one day, American food another day, you know, Jamaican food one day, you know, shit like that. You know, that they had that. And then you had like a grill. They had burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, French fries. They pumping that shit out every day. Then you had another place to do like Chinese bowls. They pumping that shit out every day. Then you had a captain's dinner, like every night at 6 o'clock, you go dress up and eat this hoity-toity dinner. Well, they want you to dress up, but you come in with a collar shirt, and they're not going to turn you away. And that's when they get, like, the lobster and steak and the mussels and the you know, shit you would never buy, like the expensive-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all you can eat. Like, so you had some steak and lobster. You was like, that was delicious. You said, hey, yo, run another one. And they'll bring you another steak and lobster. You know, if you look, man, this shit was like, if you wanted to try, like, the different appetizers, say, hey, bring me some gator, whatever that, bring me some snail, whatever. You try it all, man. It's like, it's all you can eat, man. Also, like, the only thing I pay for is soda and alcohol on the boat, man. You know, water, lemonade, sweet tea.
Was the food good?
I mean, yeah. Some nights, I mean, now look, I'm a typical American, so the burgers and the chicken tenders and french fries always was a hit with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, the dinner time, yeah, I ate a couple steaks and, you know, had some shrimps and lobsters and all that shit. You know, I tried it all. Hey, veal, give it here. I'm not going to ever buy this again. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I didn't like the prime rib. Whatever prime rib is, people, you can keep that shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like it.
God damn.
I ain't even eat it, man. I ain't even eat it. I was just like, yo, fuck this, man. You know, and, but yeah, had a blast. Had casinos, gambled, you know. So yeah, man, my first little, you know, trip as an adult and internationally went good. You know, still ain't made my Amsterdam trip. That's next on my bucket list. But I'm gonna try to go on a cruise every year for the rest of my life now, because you know I'm about that life now. I'm about that cruise life.
Oh, really? Yeah. Y'all Jay-Z ended up now.
Hey man, listen, man. I love that shit, man. The cruise ships is like, you know, and then, hey, man, shout out to all the cruise workers, man. They're going to be my winner. This is my early winner of the week, man. I love workers on the cruise, man. They work like 6 months straight, go home for 2 months, come back and work another 6 months. And these motherfuckers work long, crazy hours a day. Like, they work like 20 hours a day, dog. Like, this shit is weird. Like, because there ain't no rules out there, people. So, you know, what can you say? You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, I'm mad that you risked. Allegedly you risked getting some stuff on board.
Hey, I did it, man. Fuck it.
I don't think the queen would have been happy if you would have got caught.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all the funny part. So my brother-in-law, you know, because they check your water bottles and make sure ain't no liquor in there, right? So they shake your water bottles, make sure they don't fizz up. He had some water bottles with some liquor in it, and he gave them to my wife and was like, yo, you know, put this with your stuff. And so when they took that, I got nervous because I said, what the fuck? They take it, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was going to bring some heat on me because, you know, I got my contraband. You know what I'm saying? My contraband way more important than your contraband to me. You know, yeah. I can give a shit about your liquor. You know what I'm saying? It's my, you know what I'm saying? So, man. I had a great time, man. Great time.
That's good, man. You was kind of worried about that shit, but that's good.
Man, what you talking about? I was having headaches up to the day, dog.
Whoa. Damn. So, hold up. You international? You got passports and shit?
You don't need a passport to go on a cruise. Well, you can have one, but you because you're not really going nowhere. They you going to a port and, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to cruise don't even go place where the Mexican cartel would be at. You know what I'm saying? Cozumel, Cancun, you know what I'm saying? Hitting spots like that. You ain't going, you know. So then plus you're not going to be somewhere less than a certain amount of hours. You don't need a passport. Some crazy shit. I don't know how it works.
God damn. And we talk about this. Go ahead.
I want to get a passport because it looked more legit. You know what I'm saying?
We should have one. I mean, the boss should have gave us one for being on this show. I mean, Nappy Afro is international. We got
exactly.
Sweden. You know what I'm saying? We should be getting a passport.
Australia.
Damn, man. This shit got to happen. UK?
Yeah.
Come on, boss.
Whenever y'all get a Nappy Afro post like 3 o'clock in the morning, that's your boy Calvin posting from Australia. And y'all be like, God damn, you Nappy Afro niggas posting at 3 in the morning? Damn, that's man. Calvin, man.
We
international.
We don't sleep. This site is open 24/7.
We got flats in other continents. Google Earth Nappy Afro. We got flats in other continents.
You know, you before your trip, you were talking about TV and shit. Did you actually get to watch any TV?
Currently? I watched the game.
Oh, that was about it.
I was away from the internet for like 4 days because, first of all, like I said, international rates were ridiculous. And I wasn't about to, you know, I was away from the net from, you could say, Monday till fucking Friday. I didn't know nothing that went on in the world except for the dude from, the dude Obama committed treason and let go him.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, oh yeah, Obama needs to be seen about that, man. I'm on record, man, because Obama, come on, man. You can't risk. You know what I'm saying? You let five fucking guys go for one nigga? Like, Obama, you a terrible negotiator. You be like, look, I give you one. Like, you're not getting five for one. Like, this nigga not top ranked, nigga. Like, this, you're not getting snowed in back. You getting a deserter. And so, Obama, now you got niggas on your back behind this shit, man. And, I mean, come on, Obama, man. Do better, man.
Hey, man, but he fixing the student loans. Ain't that worth something?
But look, though, at what cost? Now, but listen. I hope that ink drown that shit before they throw his black ass out of office. Cause they about to get his ass out for this shit, man.
He ain't going nowhere, dog. It's about to be a wrap.
They calling treason now, man. Treason.
They been calling this shit. I heard that since
fucking Napoleon and them niggas. Treason?
They like, went back to Grayson.
Come on, they went medieval on this nigga. Game of Thrones. This,
you turncoats.
This nigga Ned Stark now, man. Goddamn, they about to cut this nigga head off, man. We're going like, what? Obama getting his head chopped off today at noon? Huh? Like, what? They can do that? Yes, a beheading. It says for treason, you get beheaded. It's in the laws. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
You turncoat. Yes. Yeah, I don't know, man. Hey, as long as he get my two laws right, he can let go of the fuck.
So, hey, hey, they sent me a letter talking about some. Hey, I swear to God, hey, God, hey, I love my granny to death, rest in peace, but I'm hoping he the one that signed my thing, because they said if he dead, they can erase my thing. I said, oh, my God. I said, please let granddaddy be the one to sign that motherfucker. I swear to God, I hope he the one. Please, granddaddy, please.
They just said, get the fuck up out of here, yo.
Yes. Like, man, if he was the one to sign it and said he was, oh, he's passed away, and they said it could be wiped away, oh, my God. You just understand, nigga. Hey, real talk, real spit. You can bleep this out if you want to, so all right. But I know a nigga. Oh, no, this is legal, man. This is legal. Nigga selling, you get a new social security number, man.
Ah, are they doing that again?
But it's legal, though.
How is it legal for you to get a new social? Are you getting married or some shit?
No, it doesn't erase. Look, it doesn't erase all your bad debt. You just got, like, you just got two social security numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Who said it's legal?
People.
Yeah. I ain't falling for the banana.
People say a lot of people don't know about it, but it's legal.
Yeah. I ain't falling for the banana to tailpipe, bro. That sounds like some Illuminati bullshit right there, man.
Just letting you know.
How many social security numbers you got?
Hey, I'm thinking, hey, my buddy just got one. It's legit. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I might just go ahead and pay the small fee and just get that done, man. And, hey.
What? What's the small fee?
Hey, for you, Sorry. For you, because you my nigga, I get to you at cost. But anybody else, they paying double what you paying. And put it this way, it's cheaper than an Xbox 360. That's what I'm going to say. For you, just because you my nigga, for you. Anybody else, they paying Xbox One money, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I think
without the connect, without the connect, without the connect, without the connect. Minimal.
Shit. I don't know about that one, man. So you were able to see the game, though.
Yes, I was.
So you're able to keep up and see, you know, the series is now 2-1.
Yes.
Some fucking Spurs.
Yes.
Man, what the hell?
That was a segue into the NBA, people, for Be Easy. That's going y'all didn't really segue into the new topic. I didn't like that. So that was for Be Easy. This is a segue into the NBA. Sorry.
I think we did a good job. You mentioned
Florida. But I want him to know.
Yeah, I think you mentioned Key West, Florida. We talked about TV a little bit, and then the Heat. Yes. It works. Yes. You were in Mexico talking about the Heat. It all works. Yes. What did you think about the Heat game, the broken AC game?
Well, I mean, fuckery happens, and the Spurs, you know, they took advantage of it. LeBron cramping up, you know. I was kind of upset, but I'm more upset at his teammates because when LeBron cramped up, his team was up 7. They lost by fucking 12. Yeah. You know, that's a 19-point swing. So, bench, come on, man. Like, D-Wade, man, you keep talking about you this max player. You want to get paid after this shit. Nigga, you don't deserve to get motherfucking paid. I'm not paying you, D-Wade, for what you did in 2007 and 2008. I'm paying for what you're doing in 2014. And right now, D-Wade, you missed like 30 fucking games. You need to step the fuck up and help LeBron out. LeBron playing more minutes than anybody out there. Y'all wearing the motherfucker out. He been carrying y'all all motherfucking year. I thought the whole point of him carrying y'all all year was so y'all could help him in the motherfucking playoffs. Seems like that nobody got that fucking memo but me. And I don't even play for the goddamn Heat. I'm not even a Heat fan. I'm a LeBron fan. And I just feel like, hey, man, your teammates got to step up. The side niggas, all y'all niggas need to step up. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the pay. LeBron deserved the max deal. Chris Bosh said, we know he gonna take a cut. D-Wade, he want a max money. Nigga, get your fucking ass out of here, D-Wade. Yeah, I mean, you trying to use, he trying to use that what he mean to Miami against the Heat. You can't get paid for what you did 3, 4, 5 years ago. We paying for what you is now. And for the next, I can't say Dwayne Wade, you're gonna be a max player for the next 7 to 8 years. I can't do that. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't heard this report. Now, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that Dwayne Wade is asking for more money after this? He's going to opt out of
that. He wants max money.
But okay, but he's already making like 18.5.
That's Bosch the thing.
And LeBron are making 19.
He still want to get paid like a max player. He don't want to take a pay cut. Bosch said he'll take a pay cut. LeBron not taking a pay cut. So, you know, naturally Wade has to take the pay cut. But Wade said he wants to get max money. That's what he's saying now. So now, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Stop it. Wade, you done made enough fucking money, man. Shit.
They really are going to kill the team's going to have to die now. Cause
what, cannot... But they talk about bringing Carmelo in, man. I'm saying shit now.
What the
fuck
is that going to
do? That's why I'm just like, what the fuck? Now they talking about bringing Carmelo in and some way working it out with all four of them niggas going to be on the same team, man.
Only way you can do that is that everybody take like $12 million.
Yes, everybody going to take but you know, it ain't fair to LeBron. LeBron needs to get paid. Like you know, just saying, man. Dwayne Wade going to turn into Kobe Bryant. Not as good, but just like, you know how Kobe, you deserve to get paid that much money, but you ain't playing $38 million worth. You know, like, why are the Lakers paying you $38 million, Kobe? What the fuck are you doing? You two surgeries away. No, man. Sorry. I'm
getting upset. Yeah, I don't understand why these people are taking these contracts. I don't get it.
Yes.
Like, it's still a team game. I understand you got to make your money. I never hate on a nigga getting his money. But if you're trying to win and have a team, the Heat are the perfect example of that shit being borderline. LeBron went down, the team fell apart. That nigga's making 19, Bosch is making 19, Wade's making like 18.6. Nigga, that's a lot of money. Yes. That's damn near $60 million. Your boy, before he left and went to wherever the fuck Miller is now, I forgot. Is he back with the Grizzlies? Yeah, he back with the Grizzlies. He was making like $5 or $6 million a season.
Shit, he was getting like $8 million. What you talking about? Miller was getting a lot of money. Like a lot of money.
This shit is crazy, man.
But what the problem is they got no point guard play. Mario Chalmers, they say what? It's been 12 games since he scored in double figures. 12 straight games, he's not scored in double figures. So he's been a non-factor for 12 games. When do you say enough is enough? And I mean, what other options do they have at point guard?
Right now, it's got to be Cole.
And he's been stinking it up. He can't, something like, he's not confident in himself. Like, something ain't going on, man. So the Heat are in trouble. Somehow, some way, I think they're going to figure it out. Because even as good as the Spurs have been playing, the Heat still been in the game. And that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, when they was down 25 last night, and they got it down. Like, they used all their fucking energy to get it to 7. And, like, they were just gassed, like, after that. But for them to get it down, like, come on, man. Like, I just don't understand. Like, the Spurs have been playing awesome, and the Heat have still been in the game. Yeah. Like, even though they've been 1-12, and it were close. Like, the Heat could have, you know, got it. So,
man, this shit, man, LeBron is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. You know what I'm saying? Bosch is front running a little bit. Wade, I don't know who the fuck he is. Yeah, that's what aggravates me the most about him. I get it, he's an older player, but shit, at least be consistently something. There, not there. He'll fuck around and have a 15-point game, and then the game before it'd be 30 points. And I don't get it, man, but they killing me. They killing me. And for them to still have a chance, like you said, in that last game, and the Spurs hit everything in the first half.
Everything.
The niggas had 60 points at the half?
61.
Shit. Yeah.
No, it was more than that because they scored 41 in the first.
It was something like 61 at the half. Yeah. It was still bad. Because I remember I couldn't even be mad at them. I was like, I can't even be mad at the Heat. Y'all still shooting like 58%, but these niggas shooting 80.
Yeah, they was up by 11. It might have been 61 to 50 at halftime, something like that.
That shit was bad, man. That shit was bad. But so we got, you know, we got the next game tomorrow night. When people are listening to this, it'll be the same night.
How you feeling about the Heat not practicing today? They just did a film session. They just did a film session.
I don't, anything that Spo does, I'm against. So I don't agree with that shit either. There's no way after a game where you get outshot. I guess he's saying that you already played your best ball. And what happened last night was a fluke. I think you still need to get some of these niggas to practice. There's too many niggas on the bench that ain't seen no clock. Battier, your boy Haslam, some of y'all niggas, Jones. A lot of you niggas need to go ahead and get your workout in. If anybody's sitting, you know, call this fanboy if you want to. LeBron, you can sit out. The rest of y'all niggas need to practice. I think that shit is legit. The way y'all fell apart in the last game proves to me that y'all niggas need some more practice. So, I don't know. What do you think about that shit?
Hey, man, if a film session is going to help y'all play a little bit better defense, because, I mean, even though they were playing good defense, it was just Spurs hitting shots. Like, the Heat need to understand, like, the Spurs, are they getting wide open? They're getting some good looks, so make the looks a little tougher for them. So I don't know what you need to do. So if a film session is what is needed, but somebody need to get off their ass. And those somebodies are Mario Chalmers, Coles, and motherfucking Dwayne Wade.
And you know, Bosh, still be aggressive, man. You was aggressive in game two. Last night, I don't know what the fuck happened. Birdman, can you please defend the shot? I just need you to attempt to jump at any shot. Why ain't Old Bones getting any tick? Mm. He can at least take up some space. At least intimidate him in the middle or something. I don't know, man, but it's aggravating to watch these motherfuckers play right now. I will say that shit. Mm. You got any predictions? You still saying that we're going to take it or what?
I mean, I still got faith in the Heat. They just it all depends. Well, I mean, this is stupid, the cliche to say, but game four. I mean, the Heat got to win game four. It's a must-win game. Heat lose game four, the series over. Bon voyage. I'm just going to be honest. It's all the game four. I mean, if you want to have a repeat of last year, the Spurs won 1-3-5. Heat won 2-4-6-7. So, you know, like I said, you got to win game four for to stay competitive.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I mean, we got to take this one because then it's a away game, a home game, away game.
Yeah.
I like your chances better than having to do two of them motherfuckers in San Antonio because that's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they need to get it together. We need to make a phone call or something. Dub, call somebody and get some shots going in Miami, please. I know you don't want them to win, but I need you to call your connections. Get some nice pick and roll play going in Miami or something because this shit's getting out of hand. Speaking of shit out of hand, your boy McCants. Now, this is back before I really gave a shit about college basketball. Yeah, your boy McCants from North Carolina.
The dirty school of university. The no moral values of chap. This is not their first time. Go ahead, Sorry.
I figured you'd be ready to go on this shit. Allegedly, he's in the news again. I feel like this is the second or third time he's made these same claims. This dude, you know what? I'm not even going to be correct about this shit. This nigga says that he was going to classes, and of course it was the Black History classes. He was getting credit for it without even showing up. Made the dean's list for classes he never attended. Homework he never turned in. All this shit. This is what he is. He's a legend. Not just himself. He's snitching on teammates. He's saying, go ahead and show your transcripts. Let it be known that college players are getting a free ride. They're not going to classes, and this needs to be fixed. Mm. Mind you, McCants NBA history was marred by injury, got cut from somebody in preseason, had another offer for preseason, and didn't show up. Like, this nigga's credibility is trash.
But his transcripts show that he did get, you know, he's not lying. And you know what I'm saying? But his only problem was is the who he called out. He didn't call out some tutor. He called out fucking Roy. And when you did that, the fucking the smear campaign was on Rashad McCants. Just like what you just said. You said Rashad McCants, you said all the bad thing about him. So now, you know, hey, you just did it. And it's working. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, not saying what he said is not true. We all know it goes on in every school. I'm pretty sure it goes on. I don't think it goes on at the University of Florida because, you know, we have outstanding values. You know,
is that right?
Yes, you know, we put out people like Tim Tebow and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Aaron Hernandez didn't come from Florida.
And Riley Cooper. You know, hey, I take all that.
I'm just saying.
So Kenny Smith. Yeah.
What do you think of the allegations, though? You think it's valid? It's something that needs to be looked into, or it's valid and keep it moving?
Hey, being as somebody that pulled for Duke, yes, look into this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Because that's taken away from the credibility of your degree from a school. If anybody could just get, you know, he's still a student athlete, a student first. And if you're just giving him A's for a class that he doesn't have to show up to, just write a paper at the end, and he'd even write the paper, like, wow, you know, that's just saying something. So how do I know you're not doing that for just the average guy in engineering? How do I know that? You know what I'm saying? If I'm at a rival school, you know, at NC State, And, you know, and me and this other guy, I know you're not giving him a better grade. We had a job application. What makes his degree at Chapel Hill better than my degree at Raleigh? So, you know, whatever, man. So, I don't know. Yes, look into this shit.
But I think the only takeaway from it is that if this is true, then the whole argument about not paying athletes because they're getting an education is bullshit. Because now you're saying the education ain't worth shit. We're not even holding the students to it. And why it's got to be Black history classes? Why come our shit got to be the throwaway classes? Anyway, that's a whole nother rant. That's a me and GQ rant. But, yeah, it kind of defeats the whole purpose of the education being worth the cash, right? Don't just kind of fuck that up?
Well, I mean, it's like I said, these guys leave college with no student debt. Me and you just sat here and talked about student debt. I don't feel bad for them at all. No, you would get no sympathy from me. None.
So would you have played and been a D1 athlete to not have any student loans?
Hell yeah. What? not just to include how much pussy I would have got from being a D1. Come on, Sawright. Let's think about it. Listen, this colleges we went to went D1 school. Now, I don't know, Sawright. You might have went to a big college. I don't know.
Nah.
But just think about Sawright going to the University of Texas. You on Texas football team. Think about that.
Hey, I hear you.
Exactly. Exactly. I hear you. Now, we not talking about the little HBCU niggas. You know, they got off. You know what I'm saying? But just think about it. When I lived in Athens and hung around them UGA football players, man, I seen how the groupies they had, and this shit was like, wow, like, them niggas at A&T, y'all ain't doing it like this. Like, y'all niggas ain't got it like this. Like, these are top-notch prime girls, and they smutting out. Just, oh, my God. Yeah.
You stupid, man. So, all the perks. I don't know. McCants needs some help. He needs some money.
Oh, yeah. Is it a hater move? Of course. I'm broke. I need some money. You know, yes, it's a hater move. But, you know, hey. He get $100,000 for telling his story, but they're going to smear him, and that's it. Like, he's not going to get no more money.
Can he get smeared anymore? Like, it's his fault? You broke because you didn't show up to camp.
Yes, and then that's what they're talking about. Like, they made it all about him. And they're like, they deflecting from the real reason. Attacking him. You know what they say? The best way to something is discredit him or something like that. Hey. That's what they're doing.
Not to mention, they just settled that fucking suit against the O'Bannons, that whole EA suit, them cats got cash.
Yes, that's all they wanted the whole time. They're like, look, our NBA careers ain't work, man. So I'm just going to sue the NBA. I'm going to sue the NCAA, the video game. And this is how we going to get. We found a loophole, man.
They got a little cash. So now they're saying that they're talking about selling college jerseys without the numbers on the back, without the names on the back. No more video games.
That's terrible. Like, I want me a Florida jersey, and that shit looks horrible without a fucking number.
You have to go get the number put on yourself.
That's stupid. When I used to just buy you, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, just have a random number. Like, what? Like, everybody had the same number. Like, you can't have a Florida State number 5, but you can have a Florida State number 3. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
So maybe they should designate
an old player. It'd just be like it'd just be somebody that they can pay. Like, if Florida want to sell Tebow jerseys or Percy Harvin number ones or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they made an agreement with Percy Harvin. He get a check, and boom, we can sell the Percy Harvin jersey. And it can say Harvin on the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Just but would they have to retire the jersey so nobody else is wearing it? Like, it's Tebow's 5 number now, but in 10 years.
Somebody wearing number 15 right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So then who would you – right. So then who would you pay?
I mean, you wouldn't pay nobody because it's like, it's two numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's an offensive side and a defensive side. So, you know, it's like, you can't, you know, I don't know. Man.
I don't know. They made the shit more difficult than it needs to be. That's why you just give the athletes some money, man. Just give them a check.
$500. Pay everybody $500. Every athlete in the school gets $500 check a month.
And they should definitely be able to eat as much as they want to from the goddamn cafeteria.
Hey, and word on the street, this is what I'm hearing. Florida State gives their football players that live off campus $1,000 a month stipend. Where they will start getting it this year.
Boy, that nigga Winston just fucked up, huh? Mm-hmm. That was his crab legs right there. He ain't gonna get that shit.
Yeah.
They gonna give him fucking food stamps.
Yeah, they might as well. They probably already getting them anyway, man. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, you all right?
Yeah, man, I'm all right. God damn.
that must be the cue that it's time to move on. Yes. Speaking of people fucking off some shit. Your boy. Now you say Tyrio, I say Tyrio. He's got a TV show now.
Stop it.
Allegedly, now there's not many details out there on the net, but there's Instagram pictures of him with a suit jacket that doesn't quite fit. I will leave that slander for you to check on Instagram. But apparently he got signed as a family show called Leave It to Tyrio. It's going to be him and his family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, if this is your kid, you know, we're rolling into Father's Day. I figured this was only appropriate. This is your kid. Tyrio is how old now? 8?
6, 7. Shit. No one really knows, man.
He looks like he's 14. But
yeah.
All right, so he's 6, 7, 8, 12, whatever. Yeah. If this is your kid, he apparently doesn't have any command of the English language. He's still getting bigger. They're using him on TV shows now. He's getting that check. He's getting checks. He's still taking classes. They show, you know, Instagram videos of him getting tutored. The whole nine. How would you handle this situation? Somebody approaches you and your kid about being on TV.
First of all, if he's my kid, I'm going to be like, nah. Because I don't know, man. If I had a fat kid, you're not going to exploit my kid on TV. That's just because I know what angle you're going for. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if my kid was fat, nah, you're not going to be on TV. Because when people are mean, I don't want to, especially, I wouldn't want my son reading somebody saying something bad about him. You know what I'm saying? Just to make him, because he wouldn't understand, you know. But then I have to let him know, like, this is the life you chose, though. You want to be popular, this is what comes with it, if that was the case. But me personally, nah, I wouldn't have my son out there doing it, especially if my son was like Tyrio. I would get his fucking ass to school. Like, that's the only place he could go.
Yeah, it's weird because when I saw him on Arsenio, which got canceled again, that scene.
Let me guess, you watched Arsenio?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, huh? Man, I tried. Arsenio seemed, it seemed like it was the old Arsenio, and really, why are we watching the same shit? So I'm not one of those people that can defend that shit. He got canceled, boo-hoo for us. But it seemed like we were laughing at him then. He seemed like, you know, he's his real age, whatever it is, 6, 7, or 8, mm-hmm. He was on Arsenio, and that's what it looked like. It was a little kid on Arsenio. He couldn't answer the questions. And it just seemed like we were just out there laughing with him, laughing at him, like we were laughing with him. I felt uncomfortable, which is how I feel uncomfortable with most of his Instagram, which is why I followed that shit. And now he's going to be on TV. It's like, and somebody made this comment before on the internets, it's kind of like he the black Honey Boo Boo.
Exactly.
And I don't like that. I never watched Honey Boo Boo, but the premise is enough for me not to like that shit either. It's like we just making fun of these kids, man. We're not helping them out. But he's getting paper, so is that the trade-off?
Yeah, I guess that's what they wanted the whole time, and now they got it. So now we're about to see Tyrion on the if this is true, we're about to see him on the big stage, and hopefully, you think his father's gonna be in the show? You think there'll be a father in this?
Can I make the stereotypical comment?
Go ahead.
Does he know his father?
I mean, hey, this is, you know, I mean, hey, this is perfect. Great segue to our next topic.
That's kind of the thing. It's Father's Day. I don't know Tyrio's situation. I can't pretend to.
Yeah, but
speculate.
There you go, Saul, right?
Let's speculate, man. I imagine, you know, the dichotomy of the situation is Tyrio is already successful, but he's not successful as we want him to be.
Exactly.
In life. He's not successful in life. He's making money, but he's like a court jester.
Exactly.
And I don't know how to fix this shit.
Yeah. Like why don't we... Can Tyrio read lines? Like, I mean...
I saw him read, and it was rough.
Okay. And so just think of him reading from 20 feet a teleprompter or learning his lines. Like, I don't think he's talented enough to have a show. And then the show that he have is the reality show, like... Why would I want to watch this about a 7-year-old kid that goes to nightclubs and does, you know, he can't even dance. Like, he can't even dance. Like, I would rather see a kid that can dance, you know, so, like, what he has no talent. So, I just want to know where his daddy is. So, Tyrio, if your daddy is around or Tyrio's handlers, yes, we call y'all handlers because, let's be honest, people, you know what I'm saying, you handle the kid. Where's his papa? You know what I'm saying? It's Father's Day coming up. Is Tyrio going to send his daddy a Father's Day card, or he gonna send his mama a Father's Day card?
Now look, that's perfect. Should the women? I think we talked about this last year, but since it's gonna happen,
we're gonna talk about it every year because it's a fucking battle.
Yeah, if something happens every year, you all right, bro?
Yes, I'm here.
He lit the fuck up. So, should the women be getting gifts on Father's Day? Single mothers, the dudes is locked up or not, you know, chose otherwise to not be around, and the women are single-handedly raising these kids. Do they get to say Happy Father's Day to themselves or get to tell other women Happy Father's Day because the dude ain't around?
Absolutely not.
Why not, Germ? I mean, I'm raising these kids. I'm raising these three kids by myself. Y'all daddies.
Hey, you're doing a great job being the best mother you can be. But one thing you will never be, and then I'm saying this in my Skip Bayless voice when he be calm. He just be like, but one thing you will never be is a father. And just, hey, listen.
Skip is hilarious.
And, you know, so ladies, listen. Yes, mom, you learn all about the rules of football. You know what I'm saying? You learn how to throw a football. You taught your son how to catch. You taught him how to tie his shoe. You taught him how to tie a tie. You taught him how to, hey, you even taught him how to stand up and pee. Wow, that's amazing. You know what I'm saying? You did that, mom. I'm proud of you, but you're not a daddy. You never can be. And what I think it is, it's all right. I'm going there. So, you know, strap your seatbelt in. Shit. It's a lot of bitter chicks with male issues that wanna, you know what I'm saying, real daddies like myself, fathers like myself, and niggas I know that love their kids and do whatever, you know what I'm saying? We get overshadowed for the deadbeat daddies that you had, you know what I'm saying, or the deadbeat daddy that you laid down with and made a kid with, you know what I'm saying? So we get to carry the brunt of this, all this anger and frustration, and y'all take it out like, yep, they overshadow us on Father's Day. Like, nobody pulls shit on Mother's Day. Nobody do that shit. Niggas love mamas, you know, you get their mamas respect. On Father's Day, though, oh, it's all, chicks want to be niggas. No, you can't be a man. You cannot teach a boy to be a man. You can't be the boy daddy. You know what I'm saying? It's not going
to
work.
Wait a minute. So you saying I cannot raise my little boy to be a man? Fuck what you talking about. I can raise him to be a great man.
You can. The kind of man you want to date. That's the kind of man you want to raise your son to be. You can't raise him to be a man. You know what I'm saying? You just going to raise the kind of man you would want. And that ain't right.
God,
you know what
damn.
I'm saying? And I'm just being real, man. And so... this shit really bothers me. Like, I mean, I am offended as a father. Like, with Hallmark, they have a card. A card. Like, they are actually making money off the broken black family. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm looking at it. And then it's just like, how can you sit there and make a card that says, like, I really want to talk to this mahogany, because mahogany is aimed at, you know, at the urban culture. Like, they have some, you know. I buy a lot of mahogany cars because, you know, hey, they have some real black shit in there. But I think they went too far with it this time. And then the chicks that buying into it, like, obviously somebody's buying this car. And, you know, and so for all the bitter aunties that's buying this for their nieces and nephews to give to, you know, to their mamas, your sister, because you ran her man away. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't good enough at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga was, you know, like you ain't like their situation. But he was trying to, you know, like, let's keep it real. Yes, it's some deadbeat niggas out there. I ain't defending them niggas one drop. But what about the niggas that you ran away? Let's think about that, ladies. Think about the nigga that you ran away, or you let your mama run away, your sister run away, your family run away, that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But now he, you know what I'm saying? Then you spit all that poison in your son or your child's ear about your daddy ain't shit. Your daddy ain't do this. Your daddy ain't the real man. He ran away. Your daddy, da, 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 all that bad shit. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, it's been happening for years and years and years and years and years. And you know, and this is coming from somebody that was raised by a single mother. I'm telling you, my mama, but I had people, you might have a single mama, but you got some kind of male role figure in your life. It might be your granddaddy. It might be your uncle. Might be your mama fucking boyfriend, however many of them she got. You might like one of the niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. You know, find somebody. It might be the nigga next door. Somebody. You got some kind of male role male. You're like, honor that nigga. Don't sit here and talk bad about daddies on Father's Day. Cause that shit is fucking like, man, cause there's some good daddies out there and we deserve our day. And so, you know, don't discredit me. Don't make slight of what I do and say, oh, anybody can be a father. No, anybody can't. A woman show can't be no father. I wouldn't sit down on Mother's Day. It's certain things I can't teach her. I can't teach my daughter how to be a woman. I can't.
Right.
It's only so far I can go. It's only so, and I can't give my son a love that his mama can give him. I can't do that for him. Like, it's certain things my son, he might, you know, a love only a mother he can get from his mama. He's not going to get that from me. You know, I'm not going to sit there and cuddle with him and like some, you know, some shit a mama would do to a boy. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to get that. And the ladies, that's what y'all need to understand. And like girls, it's like they get a certain love from their daddy. That's supposed to be, you know, the first nigga a girl fall in love with is supposed to be her daddy. And if a girl ain't, if a daddy ain't the first nigga the girl fell in love with, she going to have daddy problems, man. And let's just be real. So if your girl ain't never loved no man that wasn't her daddy, it's a problem. She might going to have some baggage with her. Like if something, you know, because she's chasing that love, man. But that's another story for another day. Have some respect for these fathers on Father's Day, man. So you don't have girls like, well, this would be easy, man. This is a little a pause, and I'm going to insert another topic, no homo. The chick at the graduation, the breastfeeding, how you feel about this, all right?
Hey, look, man, I love titties.
See, it was kind of creepy that I was aroused by a girl breastfeeding.
Okay, now I didn't say that, bro.
You just said it. You just said
no,
it.
No, I didn't get to finish. I definitely didn't say it. I definitely didn't say that. Larry. No, man. Hey, you're not going to hear me complain about breasts 9 times out of 10. Okay. So, but that's what titties is for. Like, the other shit that we do with them, Rihanna's titties out in that dress, fantastic. That was great. But breastfeeding is what them motherfuckers is for. So she's out there breastfeeding a kid and graduating. I see no problem with that shit. Now, the part about you being aroused, bruh.
No, I didn't say that. No. Come on.
Who said that? Somebody just said that.
I'm disappointed at her that you're graduating from college. I forgot it was Cal Poly State, something like that. One of them Cal schools.
Cal Polytech or some shit.
Cal Polytech. Now, you graduated from college, and you mean to tell me you wasn't prepared enough to know that your baby might need another bottle during the fucking service? I mean, this program, like, you ain't like, oh, let me make 2 bottles for Demontrez so he don't be hungry. And, you know what I'm saying?
So she's got to change her natural course of shit for you?
No, she ain't got to change with me. She should be better prepared. Like, don't you? Like,
she is prepared. The titty come with her.
But no, but you just pump, like, you know you had a graduation thing. So just pump a bottle and just have it right there for little baby Don Travius when he get hungry. You know what I'm saying?
So you think it's inappropriate to feed your kids in public? Breastfeed them?
At certain times. And this is coming from a guy that worked at a tire shop. And one day I'm putting on some tires and I walk out, you know, because tires usually on the side of the building and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, ducked off. I come out, see some white women with her titty out. And I'm just like, oh, I'm at work. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, whoa, what the fuck? And she looking at me like I'm the one that's in the wrong. I'm like, hold up. You got your fucking titty out in public feeding your baby. And you looking at me like I'm in the wrong. I'm like, hold up. Like, I mean, so, yeah. So,
that's what it's for.
But, I mean, cover up. Put a fucking blanket over the baby. So I don't want to see your fucking titty. Like,
it's then look away.
That's not fucking... You don't, like, this lady was in the middle of fucking Genghis Grill with her titty. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there, like, with my kids. I mean, she's sitting right beside us. And her fucking titty out, and she feeding her baby. And I'm just like.
Yeah, man. I mean, my son is
a fucking, you know, he ain't an alpha male yet. But he think he's an alpha youth. You know what I'm saying? So he just like, yo, he looking at me. He kicking me like, yo, that's a titty. And you know what I'm saying? He just like, and I'm just like.
That's just a teachable moment, man. Like, I don't.
I can't teach you when I'm just as immature as you are.
Right. And so there's the problem. That's what I'm getting to. Like, you know, this might be part of the incense. You know, I'm part of I forgot what GQ called me. The team, the football team I'm part of, the incense burners. But.
Nog Chumper Warriors.
Van Glorious. I just feel like. It's just like, yo, you gotta mature up a little bit and not trip. That's what they for. I think we tell women way too much what to do with their fucking bodies. And the breast is for breastfeeding the baby. And if that means she got to breastfeed the baby and she out in public because the baby hungry, then you fucking don't sweat it.
But I mean, and society has told us that titties are like, you know, taboo and you keep them covered. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You just can't see a live titty in like in the middle of like that shit is fucking amazing. Like, I mean, I was just like, whoa, like, I don't know. And
I feel like you got to be able to separate the two.
But then she posed for the picture though. She was just like, cheese. And she, come on, man. Like, I don't know. I can see if somebody creeped lifed her and was like, yo, she looked at this chick. You know what I'm saying? But no, this was like, she posed for the picture. I mean, I would like to know what her Instagram is. I follow her on Instagram. She's a very attractive girl.
This is very creepy. Now we're getting back into the weird territory right now.
What are you talking about, Saul? Right.
I feel like we got to figure out in this country, you can't give Rihanna praise for wearing her titties out in the dress and chilling, and then shame somebody for using the titties what it's for feeding her baby. And oh, listen,
I hate Rihanna. Just to be clear, Yes. Not a Rihanna fan.
What's wrong with you? Why do
not
you
a Rihanna know? Fan? No.
Oh, she's skinny. She's skinny and got short hair.
And she got a big forehead. I got my reasons. No ass. Like, do I need to keep going?
Go for it. I mean, you know,
I'm attention just whore. Like on the overrated show, Rihanna. Like, if that show, if I would have had a little more time, I would have been throwing Rihanna on there because she's overrated. A lot of things, man. Just oof. Mm. God, sorry.
Damn, you shitting on Rihanna.
Yes, man. That's sorry.
Bloody man.
So man. Go ahead, sorry. I'm sorry.
You were saying earlier that so your grandfather is your father figure. That's
what that was my main one. Yeah, my granddaddy, man. You know, so RIP, man. Noah, man. I ain't gonna say his last name because you know people might be doing internet search find me. Next thing I know, I got goons outside my door trying to slap me for stuff I said online. So you know, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On site, niggas is getting slapped, but you know, at least getting threatened. But yeah, man, my granddaddy was my fucking male role model, man. Man taught me everything. Well, at least he tried to. You know, he was a real fucking man. I'm talking about real man. Shit, knew how to do every fucking thing. And, you know, and that was the one that was in my life. Like, he changed my life. You know, he helped me to become a man I am. And, you know, he stayed with my grandma till the day he died. You know what I'm saying? Even through the thick and thin. Because, you know, old man didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They just have to put up with all that bullshit. They ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That taught me how to be like, you know what? Even though shit, like the boat might get rocky, but he, you know, I knew how to stay on the fucking boat. And so, you know, so yeah. So that was my male role model. You know, because my daddy went in my life. And I'm telling y'all, like, me and my daddy lived in the same city. And I seen this nigga. I can count on my hands the times I seen this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so, and we lived in the same fucking city. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I said that nigga ain't want to fuck with me. And the last time I seen the nigga, like, I seen him in a grocery store or something. And the nigga was like, yo, he asked me what my name was. And I was just like, I told him my name was something else. And he was like, you sure? I said, I think I know what my name is. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then he was just like, oh, all right. You know, and then we went our separate ways. And that was the last time I seen him. And then when my mom told me he died, I was just like, are you for real? And she was like, yeah. I was just like, I said, you for real? You calling me, telling me that? I said, I didn't know him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I didn't know him. Like, this is like a stranger to me dying. Like, it don't mean nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I felt more when motherfucking goddamn Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross died. Goddamn, you know, Criss Cross died. And when they told me my daddy died and shit, you know what I'm saying? I was really hurt when Criss Cross died. Like, I was just like, damn. I sat back, I was a little humble for a minute. Like, god damn, you know, like, ooh, shit. You know, but when they told me my dad died, I was like, I really got mad at my mama because she called me like 7:30 in the morning to tell me this shit. Like, I was like, you call me, like, you woke me up for this shit? Like, really? And then when I checked the obituary, he didn't have my fucking name in there. So I'm just like, that let me know. Like, I got like 7 half brothers I don't even know nothing about. Like, I don't even know these niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, I got family, you know what I'm saying? But that's because, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, situation where it was. But
you don't feel like you missed out on anything or any reason to go back? No.
look, the times I did, you know what I'm saying, hang out with him, it was just like, he came and picked me up one day in second grade, you know what I'm saying? And we hung out for the day, came and dropped me out. Ain't see that nigga again for 2 years, you know, I'm cutting up in school, mama sent me over his house for the day. He let me just run around the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, over there, you know what I'm saying? No consequences, no nothing, you know, then another 3 years go by, I see the nigga again, you know, and, you know, I see, you know, I go meet his mama, which was my, and I was just like, the day I met her, she's like, call me grandma, I was just like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell my grandma, you not my grandma. You know what I'm saying? I know who my grandma is, and you not her. Sorry, you know what I'm saying, lady? Like, I just didn't want to get to know his side because I felt like it was forced. Like, nigga, like, I don't know you. Like, bro, you don't know nothing about me, and you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it was. And so, you know, and so I was all about, like, the little side of family that did fuck with me, and that's just how it was. And then plus, like, my friends, they more like my family. So I had, like, old niggas in the neighborhood I looked up to. You know, teachers at school that, you know, fuck with a nigga, you know, no homo. And you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, man.
God damn. So did your mom and him not work out, or did he decide to just dip, or do you know?
I don't even know. Like, I see his name on birth certificate. That's all I knew. All I knew about what his name was on birth certificate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, who knows? Nigga ain't pay child support. She ain't hound him about it. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, I don't know. What? Who knows what? I don't know what their situation was.
So then now what you doing father, you know, you Father's Day and all this shit. You got two kids. Yeah. How is, I always wonder, because I don't have no kids. Sarai has no kids, which must mean something wrong with me, right? Growing up, when the kids are growing up early, you know that the mom is buying the tickets. You know, Queen Germ is buying you the cars and all that shit.
Yeah.
How does that translate to you?
Oh,
because you know it's not from the kid.
Well, as long as the kids sign the card and, you know, they just come tell you Happy Father's Day. Father's Day really is like, this is what Father's Day about. Father's Day is about, like, is more than just that day in general. It's that day when you come home, when your day could have been fucked up at work, you know, you're going through the motions, you know, the boss fucking with you, your traffic fucked up, you spilt your fucking lunch on the ground, you lost your wife, all that bullshit that goes on in your day, and you walk in the door and you see them little faces, they be like, hey, Dad, you know. That's the shit it's about right there. You know what I'm saying? When you come home from work and you see them two little, how many soldiers you got, when they show you that love, like, oh, hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? They happy to see your ass. That's what it's about. So, you know, it's not just about the day, because the day sucks. You know, you're going to get some fucked ass, punk ass gifts. You know what I'm saying? Niggas going to get some bullshit. I didn't never give a fuck about Father's Day. Let's be honest. You know?
They don't.
You know, it's always like, get your last minute Father's Day gifts.
Yo, we got a sale on twos. Like, God, hey, man, damn.
Get some toenail clippers in. You know, get some ties and drawers. And father, like my wife, man. She got for her daddy some t-shirt and drawers for Father's Day. That's what this nigga getting, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this is what you look forward to on Father's Day, man. So just like I said, man, this whole thing, man, if you got a daddy, man, you cool with him, you know, show the nigga some love. If you got a nigga that showed that was a father-like to you, show that nigga some love. Don't bash the daddy that didn't give a fuck about you, man. Don't give that nigga the time of day, man, because this is not the day for it. You know what I'm saying? This is not Father's Day is not the day to shit on the nigga that didn't give a fuck about you. So don't do that on Father's Day. That's my whole thing. Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's any day for that shit. Yeah. Why you waste the time on somebody that don't give a fuck?
Yeah, exactly, man.
Let that nigga bounce. Yeah, I mean, my pops is dope. I kind of really started to respect him, like, being a grown-ass man and understanding why he makes a lot of moves. My pops is not the most warm individual.
Okay.
He's a real
like most black men, like, you know, middle aged black men. They're just like they're taught not to be like too emotional. Like, you know, like it's weird. That's just how they are. Like me and my granddaddy never spoke a lot of words to each other. Like he was telling me how to do something or what to do, but we wouldn't just come in the house and I'm like, hey granddaddy, you know, today, man, we was walking around and blah 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 blah. We're not having but we could sit in the room for 6 hours and watch football all day long and not say 20 words, but we had the best time in the world.
Yep, it'd be an understanding. It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? You hug that motherfucker, they slap you hard as hell in the back, and he'd be like, all right, well, shit. I think I just got assaulted.
Yeah.
But my pops is real. He's real cold like that, real professional with his, like, to the point, my brother and my sister, like, everybody, we call him Colin Powell.
Damn.
Because he's real professional like that. He's always business, business, business. So growing up and going through shit like, you know, getting married, being unemployed, trying to figure out how to navigate shit, making choices, and being able to call him and ask him his advice, and him talking to me like he respects me as a man and saying so, I kind of grew into respecting him even more. Like, loving him is one thing. Being able to respect who the fuck your pops is, not because it's just your pops and he whoop your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Respecting your pops as a man, that's major shit to me. So I don't know that he even gets it. I explained to him, like, dude, I respect the shit out of, like, everything. You being around, you helping me with choices, giving me another way to look at shit. That's my dude. So for me, Father's Day is major shit, you know, now and later. As a kid, when he was around, when I was doing, before, you know, my folks got divorced. So before, my pops was out there on the baseball team with me. He was the coach with the pants hiked up around his damn neck, the whole nine. My pops was out there. He was one of the team coaches. And then when they got divorced, he just kind of split. And so I felt like my pops kind of divorced me. So I was mad at that nigga for a long time. And then when I found out about, you know, some other shit, some discrepancies, I was even more mad about shit. But then as I, you know, became an adult, got married, and he kind of kicked into a different role, I was like, you can't replace my dad.
Yeah.
So even though he's still away, he's different. He's in Arizona, and I'm here in Texas. So I still, you know, I catch up with him at least once a week. conversation still be the same as, you know, is with a black man. How's weather? How's work? What's this? I'll talk to you later. That's how this shit go.
Did you see the game? Yeah.
that's how it go. But it works for me. You know, he'll get into his moments where he'll talk about his job and he'll vent about that shit. And for me, I know that that's his way of letting me in. And so, shit, I love that shit. I like those moments. And I know that if I talk to my pops, we on the phone for 6 minutes tops. Unless there's some major shit going on, and as I've discussed in previous Frocasts, I'm not a phone dude. Yeah. So 6 minute conversation with me is great. I don't even know how I get on here and talk to your ass for an hour and a half.
So all right, still got the phone plan to give him free nights and weekends after 7.
You know what? I probably do. I don't even know anymore, nigga. We use so little minutes. When I called them to try and figure out how to get my phone bill down, they were like, "Well, you don't talk a lot on the phone, so we can't cut the minutes."
But just turn your phone off. How about that? Just cancel service. Just like, you got me to eat.
That was my suggestion. Like, well, fuck it, you don't even need no cell phone.
You pay more in taxes than you actually do. Your phone bill. We have more surcharges than you have regular charges.
No, that's real shit. My phone bill, my phone, the actual minutes for my phone is $80. My phone bill is about $185, $190.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's some old raggedy shit. But my pops, man, that's my dude. So Father's Day for me is dope. One of my brothers, I still keep up with him. He's a fool. I send him stuff on Father's Day, tell him happy Father's Day. My other brother, I don't really fuck with. I ain't got no beef with him. You know, some people you just don't vibe with.
Yeah. It's like, just, we don't have to, yeah.
Yeah, we don't fuck around. I mean, he tries. He's too old, too. He's like 13 years older than me.
Okay.
He's got kids that are right around my age and shit. So it's just weird. We just never click. So he'll call me on my birthday. He'll be like, "Hey, it's your brother." Like, I know who the fuck it is. I just wanted to say happy birthday for what? I don't get it. Like, what's the point? And then I call him and be like, "Yo, what's going on, bro? What's up?" All right, then, shit. What I call you back for? So those two cats, I tell happy birthday. All my, you know, my homies just got kids and shit. Happy birthday, happy Father's Day. All my homies just got kids. You know, y'all just get the Facebook message.
Yes.
We don't get extra. You know, Germ, of course, you know, we roll out the carpet for Germ.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man.
You know, Germ gets a special podcast, a special Frocast. He gets a bonus in his check.
Yep. Yeah, vacation day. I actually get Sunday off. All fathers on Nappy Afro staff get Sunday off. A paid day. You know, BZ said we get paid, so all the fathers, so, you know.
How many fathers we got on staff?
I think it's just me, Dub, and BZ, man.
Yeah, because that's it. Because GQ, you know, GQ is still squeak clean.
Yeah.
They got to run for office. And then that's it. Everybody else is 4 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
So, shit, except for me, I'm old as shit, and I still don't have no kids. I need to figure that out. Maybe I get a puppy. We get a nappy Afro dog. It's all right. That'll be my kid. Can I be one of those people that call and pet their kid?
Hey, man, tell him, man, we had this lady at work, man. Her dog took glamour shots.
Hold on, bro. What?
Yes, her dog took glamour shots. Her dog did not know it was a dog. Like, it had no survivor skills at all. Like, she made it food. It drank, like, bottled water with ice in it. Like, it was ridiculous, man. Like, she cooked for her dog. Like, whatever the dog, you know.
Nice. Put it.
Yeah, so her dog had, I mean, took glamour shots. When the dog took a shit, she wiped the dog ass.
All right. Like, that's definitely something for another show, yeah. Man. Let's wrap up this Father's
Single, Day. Look, single mother.
What you trying to say, man?
I'm just all I'm saying, man. Single black mother.
Did the dog give her a Father's Day present?
Hey, look, the dog probably does buy her a Father's Day gift. Mother's and Father's Day.
That's fucked up. Yeah, dude.
So can I go with a new rule here then?
Yeah,
so,
no, I was just about to ask that.
New rule. If a woman can claim she's father on Father's Day, then a man that pays child support to his baby Marlon, we can say happy Mother's Day to him if he pays child support. If you receive a child support checks, then he, you know what I'm saying, he's being mother and father because you should be working. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so I don't know how that works, but I'm going to see if Congress can get this law passed.
I thought you were going to say, if your mother claiming Father's Day, you can't claim Mother's Day too.
Yeah, you can't be both of them. This is America though. You probably can claim both of them, but.
Aw, what you trying to say, man? The rules.
I'm just saying. The rules.
God damn, it must be two sides.
It is, man. It is. It's two sides. Man. So, man, you got any winners or losers this week? So, all right, man.
The Heat are both the winners and losers.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We took the L in game one. Way too bad. You came back in game two. That was great. And you became a loser again last night. I understand that the Spurs shot lights out, but y'all were way too close in the game to lose like that. Your defense sucked ass. So you're the losers, winners, losers for me. That's all I got. What about you, bro? Winners and losers. You already gave me a winner early.
Yeah. Well, that was one I won. My loser this week, I'm going to go with Donald Sterling. This whole fiasco about you selling the team, now you don't want to sell the team, now you and your wife, like, I don't know how the NBA got y'all looking like fools. Like, you really looking competent right now, and I don't understand what's going on with this whole situation, but Adam Silver's show is getting a lot of airtime. I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, why the commissioner, him and Roger Goodell, these new commissioners just stay on TV, man. And they all up in the video, you know what I'm saying? Just,
dancing in the video.
Yes, you know.
So, God damn. That's you got any shout outs from your trip?
Any
new people that listen? Did you put anybody on the Frocast?
Did I put anybody on the Frocast? I don't think they had the internet out there where I was, man. This shit was very – Cozumel's an island, man. This shit is weird, man. It's like it's very touristy. Like, it's somewhere you wouldn't want to – you live there. Like, if you want the fucking Mega Millions, you just want to be away from it all. You're like, you'll go there and live and, you know, just grow, you know, weed and just live, you know, alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wouldn't have to worry about no nappy afro out there because you wouldn't – anyway, shout out to – I met this one guy. He had an LSU hat on. He was a fucking LSU fan, and it was crazy. He was talking shit to me because I had my Gator shit on.
Oh,
and shout out to my buddy. I took a picture with him. It's on Facebook. He got a hat covering his face. That's where I caught weed from when I was in Mexico.
Damn.
He didn't want to show his face because he said they'd kill him. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but he did. He agreed to that picture right there. Let's see. Shout out to the dude that did my room on the boat, man. Look, hey, on the cruise ship, man, when you leave room for a certain amount of hours, you come back, man, they didn't clean your room up for you. Like, your room stay clean, bro. This shit crazy, man.
You got to tip them, though, right? Did you tip them?
They tip you every, like, I gave them some money before I left, but it's like a charge. They charge you, like, $11.50 a day for that or something like that.
They charge you, wait, what, $11.50?
Mm-hmm. Per person in the room, yeah, a day. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, so he was coming out.
Yeah, yeah. But see, they got it broken down where he'll get like $6, somebody else will get two. It's just the way they do it. You know what I'm saying? But he ended up, you know, because yeah, I gave him like a little $10 or $20, you know what I'm saying? You know, we left. Because, you know, he kept the room, kept my ice buckets full. And, you know, it's pretty straight, man. And it's one of the strongest toilets I've ever seen in life. Al Bundy, look, Al Bundy would be happy the way that motherfucker flushed. You know, so that would be Al Bundy approved, you know what I'm saying? Like, the flesh on that one, good gosh. Like,
hey, man, legit question.
Go ahead.
Are cruise ships, are those big people friendly? You talking about all this extra food you get to eat, but they got all these fucking rooms. Are these big people friendly? Are these, like, airplane-sized bathrooms, or are these legit rooms?
I mean, like, the bathroom, like, okay, the way it was set up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it was friendly. Like, you walk in, you got your sink, got your toilet, and you got the shower. Like, this one, like, the whole floor was, like, kind of, like, vinyl-y or, like, you know, like, something you could just come in with, like, an industrial hose and just spray the whole walls and everything down and just, like, let it drain out. So, yeah, and the showers were nice size. Like I said, I mean, I can't complain, man. I didn't, you know, it was, yeah, you could maneuver in there. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, you know.
So, now I got to ask the extra personal question of the trip. Did you smash on the boat?
Come on, man. Of course. All right. Listen, I ain't no lame, man. Come on, man. Of course.
My nigga went from being scared of the water to smashing on the water.
What? Like, nigga, I'm talking about, dog, probably like on that motherfucker 2 hours, nigga. Like, what you mean? Like,
as soon as you got on.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, hey, maybe. All right. Let's look at some need. Like, you want some juice?
Good shit, my nigga Jerm. Good shit, man. Hell, I guess we gotta get some shout outs and then get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah,
you got a shout out to anything?
Let me see. Shout out to my little nephew Joy, man. Graduated high school today, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the real world. That's all I got to say. This is the last. This is, you know, now shit is getting real, my nigga. So get your shit together, my nigga. Live life. And, you know, shout out to the nation, man. Everybody. That's it, man. Oh yeah. Last thing. This is a special out in Miss T Lee. Today I had the honey butter chicken biscuit on the jalapeno cheddar biscuit. Pretty fucking good. You might want to try it at Whataburger. Awesome. Yeah.
Wait. So they got honey butter jalapeno biscuits?
They got a jalapeno cheddar biscuit. I got the honey butter chicken on the jalapeno cheddar biscuit. And that shit was fucking magical. Like, it's just.
I might try that shit tomorrow, my nigga.
Yes. It was just like the sweet, the fiery of the jalapeno, but it was just like, it wasn't too because it had that honey, man. That shit was fucking badass, man. So, yeah.
I might try that shit, man. Because y'all been talking about this Whataburger breakfast for a minute. And I go man, to Whataburger, but I only get the same shit. Oh,
you got to get the honey butter chicken biscuits, all right, man. I mean, look, it's going to make you do some extra reps in the gym because you're going to feel like, God damn, man. Like, I enjoyed it too much. I got to work out more because I enjoyed it too much. Like, that was too, like, you know, you're going to sit there and do an extra couple rounds, you know what I'm saying, after you eat it because you're gonna be like, yo, this shit was too fucking good. Cause you might have ate two of them. You'd be like, shit, why did I eat two of them motherfuckers?
Yeah, it's you probably, yeah, I'm sure if I look up the nutrients. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's the thing we didn't talk about. We got to say that for next week. That pizza burger sandwich.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we say that.
We got to get GQ on here to talk about that shit, because I'll be damned, man. Mm-hmm. Shout outs this week, man. Shout out to Miss T Lee, the usual suspects. Shout out to everybody who rocks with us on the other podcast on NappyAfro.com, the Fro Horseman. We appreciate all the Fro Leavers. And, don't laugh. I heard that.
I didn't say nothing.
I heard that, man. Props to all the fathers for Father's Day, man. Y'all get it in. Enjoy your day. Mothers that are claiming Father's Day, you heard how we feel about this shit. We appreciate man. You, but this ain't your day.
Yes.
That's how
it is. Make a day for y'all. It's called Mother's Day. Well, if you really want, we going to shoot for Parents' Day. How about that? We can squeeze one more holiday onto this calendar, and we can call it Parents' Day. And that way, nobody's fucking offended because, you know, hell, you know, it's 2014. We got mixed families. Mm. And I'm not talking about just black and white. I'm talking about male and male and female, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can just have Parents' Day because, you know, somebody with two dads or two moms or, you know, who knows how somebody plays what role. So, you know, we don't have Parents' Day. So let's just push for another holiday. We can have it in fucking, May, June. Fuck it. Parents Day can be in fucking July. You know what I'm saying? We just get all them. Yeah. Either July or fucking September or, you know, we can push it to April around Easter time. You know what I'm saying? If we really fucking froggy.
Nah, you can't put it around Easter. You can't have them, you know, doing same sex around holy day.
July Parents. We got Grandparents Day, so we just need Parents Day. You know,
we need Parents Day. Yeah. GQ need to make that happen. We putting in our petition. We need to sign a petition online. To make that shit happen.
100,000 to get legislation to vote on, man. So we just need 100,000 and we got at least 2 million in the Fro Nation. So if 10% of y'all, we can get this ball rolling. If the 10% of the 2 million people that listen to this show, we can get it done, people.
Damn, you doing math and shit?
Hey, quick math.
God damn, man. Hey, this has been another episode of the Frocast, episode 116. Oh, I was about to sign us off. We got to tell them where they can find us. The boss is on us.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You see him in the window right now. Beating on the window right now. He's beating Facebook. On the window like fucking Stanley on Martin.
Twitter. Instagram. You can find us on iTunes. On Stitcher, we are the Frocast.
Yep.
What else we got? Is that it? Okay, man. YouTube.
Check out watching movies and shit. Check out that shit. Cause that's be easy shit. I'm going to plug his shit. People go over there, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what else. Yeah, man. That's about it. Nappy Afro on all platforms, Facebook, you know, where to find us, man. And
buy a shirt, store.nappyafro.com.
Yeah, buy some of the fucking shirts before we jack the prices up on y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're about to change that up, man.
Man. Because I was looking on another site, all right, man, and they had like 1,000 shirts. And you know what I'm saying? They were doing the same thing how we doing, and I was just like, man, what we need to do is they just doing all the little the roll call shirts. That was their whole thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And look, they got them for like TV shows and all kinds of shit, man. And so that's why I was just like, okay. So I was like, see what? That's what I said, because it's costing them nothing. They jacked their price up to $26.40. So I said it's costing them nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we give them to people. Listen, we're not trying to get paid off these shirts. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let us know.
The record labels.
Yeah. So, you know, basically, yeah,
How you think that? How you think 50 Cent got a 3.5?
Yeah.
He paid us.
Yes. How this 50 shit Cent, thank you. We need some. Send everybody headphones, 50.
Hey, that would be nice. I mean, everybody else getting these headphones. How you think Kendrick Lamar got 5 stars? We got paid. How you think Nas got 5 stars? We got paid.
Yes.
That's what we get.
Fonte went broke paying us for that fucking review. That's 4.5. Man, stop it, man.
Shit, that Rhapsody got 4 stars. She paid us. Everybody pays us. Yeah. We are definitely for hire. So
yes.
If you got your little project and you want us to review it, if you don't know who you are, you're going to have to pay us a lot of money. But
what's some advertising? Look. We'll put you on the fucking front page in FB Afro for a fee. We don't give a shit, man. Listen, you can rent us out, niggas. Like, that's how it is.
It's definitely going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost you. That's all I'm saying, man. Yeah. This is episode 116 of the Frocast. We will holler at y'all in the next episode next week on 117. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Reisenberg, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time, and we out. Peace.
I'm so sincere.
Good shit. Alright.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.